Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here. Ready to kickstart your day with a dose of real talk? Today we're diving into something super important, something that might even feel a little scary at first. Embracing your emotions and letting go of that whole tough guy slash girl act. Ever notice how we often try to bottle things up? You know, put on a brave face even when we're feeling anything but brave. Well, guess what? It's time to ditch the facade and let those feelings flow. Now, I'm not saying you need to burst into tears at your desk every 5 minutes, okay? But being able to acknowledge and understand our emotions, both the good and the bad, is crucial for living a truly authentic and fulfilling life. It sounds simple, right? But honestly, it takes courage and a willingness to step outside of our comfort zones. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you on this journey. First things first, recognize that emotions are not the enemy. They're not something to be ashamed of or hidden away. Think of them as valuable pieces of information telling you something about yourself and your experiences. It's like your own personal GPS system guiding you through life. Feeling anxious? That might signal a need for more self-care or boundaries. Said. That could indicate a loss that needs processing. Anger. Maybe it's time to stand up for what you believe in. See, emotions are messengers, they deserve our attention and understanding. Second, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to your emotions in the present moment without judgment. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and simply observe it without attaching any labels or stories to it. Imagine it like watching a cloud drift by just witnessing it without getting caught up in it. Third, find healthy outlets for expressing your emotions. This could be anything from journaling and talking to trusted friends and family members to engaging in creative activities like painting, dancing, or playing music. Remember, bottling things up only leads to pressure building up inside. Find ways to release that pressure safely and constructively. Fourth, be kind to yourself. We all have emotional highs and lows, it's part of being human. Don't beat yourself up for feeling what you feel. Instead, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. And finally, remember that vulnerability is strength, not weakness. When we allow ourselves to be seen and heard, truly seen and heard, we create space for deeper connections and genuine intimacy. Think about it, having those moments of shared vulnerability with loved ones been some of the most meaningful experiences in your life. Let me tell you a story about this. A few months back, I was invited to speak at this big event. I'd done hundreds of presentations before, but this one felt different. The stakes were higher, and I was facing a huge crowd. I was sweating bullets backstage, feeling all the pressure. But then, something unexpected happened. As I took the stage, I decided to share a bit about my own anxieties, how even seasoned speakers get nervous sometimes. The moment I spoke those words, this wave of relief washed over me, and the audience responded with incredible warmth and understanding. They realized they weren't alone in their struggles, and it created this beautiful sense of connection. That's the power of embracing vulnerability. It breaks down barriers, builds trust, and allows us to connect on a deeper level. So, my friends, remember this. It's okay to feel your feelings. Let them flow, acknowledge them, and learn from them. Practice self-compassion, be kind to yourself, and don't be afraid to show your authentic self to the world. You might just surprise yourself with the strength you find in vulnerability. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little pep talk about embracing their emotions. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave us a review. It helps others discover Wake Up and Win. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.